So for starters, John, tell me a little bit about the Minnesota Chippewa tribe.
Well, of course, there's legislation in 1934 called the Indian Reorganization Act, which came after the allotment period when tribal government systems were disrupted. And fortunately, in 1932, a man by the name of John Collier was named Commissioner of Indian Affairs by Franklin Roosevelt. He had been a social worker working with some of the southwestern tribes who believed that the culture had almost been destroyed due to the allotment process, the languages, traditions, and he felt that that should be preserved, and also the right of self-government by tribal nations. And so in 1934, the Congress passed the Indian Reorganization Act. And basically, they then wrote boilerplate constitutions in English, and probably 95% of the tribes in the United States adopted those constitutions in English, and so did the Minnesota Chippewa tribe. That's when the six reservations, excluding Red Lake, were consolidated into one constitution. And there was just one governing body for each of the six reservations. Two delegates were elected from each reservation, and they served on what was called the Tribal Executive Committee. And that was the governing body of the six reservations till the revision in 1963. And so there were 12 members on the governing body called the Tribal Executive Committee. And the Bureau pretty much was in control of everything, the control of money appropriated by Congress, and pretty much in control of the politics of the six reservations. They called the meetings and things like that. In 1932, Indian Affairs was transferred from the Department of War to the Interior Department in 1932. And then in 1949, they created a whole department called the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which they were given the responsibility to administer Indian affairs. And in 1921, they were given authority by Congress again under the Snyder Act to then administer all tribal programs and tribal monies for tribes in the United States.
So recently, the White Earth Nation decided that they approved this new constitution. I asked Professor Burroughs, and I'll ask you, can you tell me a little bit about what that means?
Well, we're pretty much unified as far as enrollment, land. What it means is that they will somehow have to separate from the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe Constitution now that they have their own. And of course, the way they wrote their constitution was in conflict with enrollment policies within the Minnesota Chippewa tribe, specifically with the going to direct descendancy versus having to prove you are at least a quarter degree Minnesota Chippewa tribe blood. In other words, you have to have had a parent that was enrolled within one of the six reservations of the Minnesota Chippewa tribe, and now and have to prove you are a quarter degree since 1963. There was no blood quantum between 1936, when the Minnesota Chippewa tribe was organized and created, not by us, but by the federal government. And so from 1936 to 1963, the Bureau basically enrolled people. And not by blood quantum, but by affiliation. If you lived on one of the six reservations of the Minnesota Chippewa tribe and had, and could prove you had some Indian blood in you, you could get enrolled, no matter how. If you're a 16th, 164th, it didn't matter, as long as you were affiliated with one of the reservations, particularly if you lived on the reservation. And then that changed in 63 with the adoption or revision of the present-day Minnesota Chippewa Tribe Constitution. And in there was written a quarter degree blood to know, to able to be enrolled. Well, then what White Earth has done now is has done away with the quarter degree, and you can get enrolled basically by proving you have any degree of Indian blood, which they might call that descendancy.
So now that they, since they've sort of separated, what's the timeline? You know, is this kind of a done deal for them, or do they have a couple more steps to go?
There's a few more steps to go. They, I think before the federal government can recognize their constitution, they have to go through some type of process, and the only process that's written in the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe Constitution is a secretarial election, which means that there's going to be an election to amend the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe Constitution. And in that amendment, everybody else, six reservations, would be able to vote on that process. So it wouldn't be like they could automatically be. And there's a possibility that if the other five reservation residents or tribal members voted against White Earth being able to leave to be able to operate on their own constitution, then I'm not sure what would happen after that. It would have to probably take some discussion, some negotiation, something to be able for White Earth to basically get out of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe Constitution that really binds them right now.
Yeah.
Even though they've passed a new constitution, that has to be approved by the United States government, and I don't think at this point in time they would approve it unless that other process of them being removed by the membership of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe so that they can function under their own constitution.
I know that we already talked a little bit about blood quantum. Could you just explain what that is generally?
Well, it's a criteria for being enrolled in a particular reservation. Some reservations have half, some have three-fourths. Many reservations have a quarter. So in other words, you have to prove that you have parentage or blood on a particular reservation, and that the amount of blood has to at least be a quarter degree. And so there's a process of going back and many times, sometimes doing genealogies on people. Also, there the Nelson Act in 1889 created a roll of people who were enrolled. In order to give out the 80 acres or a trust patent to land, they had to make sure that people were eligible for getting those trust patents or those allotted lands. And then in 1942, they created what they called a 1942 base roll, which really is a lot of people coming out of the Nelson Act list. And so that's the roll that is used within the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe, that you have to go back and prove that one of your parents was on the base roll of the 1942. And then you, by doing math, determine whether, let's say if there's one parent is 1/16th, and was enrolled probably before the quarter degree was put in the Constitution, and then the other parent might not have any tribal membership. Well, then they couldn't be enrolled because you'd take one half of one parent, and that would be, if they were 1/8, it would be 1/16th. So if another parent has maybe a quarter degree blood and one parent has a 1/16th, then you would add them together, and that would be 5/16ths. And you would take that and divide it by two to determine the child's. And if that the math does it where it comes up that they're at least a quarter degree, then they're eligible to be enrolled.
Is there anything else that you'd like people to know?
Well, other reservations have done some work on looking at the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe Constitution and looking at writing their own. We did up in Grand Portage a number of years ago. The council felt at that time that there weren't not everybody was allowed to participate, or everybody felt they were allowed to participate. So we stopped that and said at some point in the future we might do it. So what White Earth has done is it's kind of forcing now the other reservations maybe to take a look at the possibility of writing their own constitutions. When that would happen, it would be up to each reservation to decide. But right now, it kind of forces that thinking. And the thinking of how can we allow White Earth to have their own constitution, but what relationship will they have in the future then with the other five members of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe? So there's going to be a lot of it's creating a lot of discussion, it's creating a lot of thinking, it's creating a lot of things that we are not sure what's going to happen, but we'll certainly at some time in the future, when things start rolling, when discussion starts, we'll have a better idea of what process we're going to use to accommodate White Earth with their new constitution, and look at the effects of that on the other five reservations in the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe. So there's a lot of things to consider right now. It's not just a slam dunk situation, but there's going to be much discussion, possibly much disagreement, but hopefully coming together to make a good decision for White Earth and the other reservations of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe.